Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, June 24th, 2014. With me today, I have Kelly Goumont. And how are you, Kelly?
I'm well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Also, Brian Chaffin, and I hope that you are rocking it.
I am, in fact, rocking it. And you played Stilted Robot Man just for me, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I noticed that we've been getting some reviews on the iTunes Store.
Ooh.
Yes. Excellent. And they're all good. So thank you, everyone, for writing reviews.
Hurrah.
Totally appreciate it. And and if you haven't written one yet and you are so inclined, please hop over to the iTunes Store and do so, because that's just cool. So anyhow, thank you for writing reviews. First thing I wanted to talk about today is the whole smartwatch thing, but specifically Withings. They announced a new smartwatch this morning called the Activité. and I had a feeling you'd at least giggle a little there, Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of need to start there.
So, yeah, okay.
Even
so,
before I found out any information about it, seeing the little accent on the end of it just made me read the rest of the news about it in Cartman's voice.
And rightly so. Yeah.
All right, I'm guessing that wasn't their goal.
No, it probably wasn't, but you have to admit that respect my activity is kind of a catchy line for a product.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, definitely, you know, inevitable.
Clearly, because it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so the watch, name aside,
is actually a watch.
It's actually a watch. It's a smartwatch that's actually a watch. It has analog hands that spin around, just, you know, like old school watches. And it tracks your steps. It tracks your calories burned. It tracks your sleeping patterns. And there are no buttons on it. There's no computer interface on it anywhere. It's just the hand spinning around to tell you the time. And an extra little dial that gives you a holistic overview on your activity level for the day. And then you control it through just like physical taps on the case, which is a lot like the Misfit Shine, except the Shine, it's just a metal surface where light shines through.
Wait, back up. You control it with physical taps on the case.
Mm-hmm. So it's the actual, I guess, the shock, the physical shock of tapping on the case. Like you tap a certain number of times and it puts it in sleep tracking mode. You tap again to take it back out.
So how many times do I have to tap it for springing forward and falling back to actually change the time?
Well, I haven't seen the user manual yet, so I'm assuming it's sort of like ABA, BBA kind of tap thing.
Yeah, left, right, left, right, start.
And you might there might be something that you control strictly from the app.
That could be too, because it connects to your iPhone through Bluetooth, and it will. I say will because it's not coming out until August. It will dump all of its data into the HealthMate app that Withings makes, but there's no reason why they couldn't go ahead and have it link up to Apple's Health app for iOS 8 as well.
Yeah, and use HealthKit.
Which honestly would be the smart thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. And it doesn't look like a fitness tracking device. It looks like you're wearing a nice watch.
It looks like a watch with a power meter.
Yeah. Which to me was the most interesting thing about it once I quit giggling at the name, which I kind of still haven't fully stopped doing. It looks like it just looks like a watch. And so for some people, that's going to be good news because it doesn't look like that weird thing that all those people I know are wearing on their arms now. You know, whether it's a Jawbone wristband or a Fitbit wristband or a Nike wristband or whoever else is making it. And so to me, it was sort of refreshing to see somebody make the air quote iWatch, which we've been sort of using as shorthand for that thing what Apple's going to make that you wear on your wrist. But it, you know, instead of being that, like, it looks like a watch, and then the watch just has a little indicator on it for you. And I think that for some people is going to be really interesting. And for other people, they're going to see it strictly as a step backward because they want to wear the cool futuristic wristbandy majigger from the future and aren't going to be interested in this. So I think it's interesting that from a design standpoint, they've certainly taken a stand and
they have.
People can get whatever they want. But I think that this is much more a regular folk sort of product. And this may be the kind of thing that helps bring this sort of fitness tracking to regular folks.
Well, you say regular folks. I don't know how many regular folks are still wearing analog watches.
Well, lots of regular folks still wear analog watches.
Well, okay. I actually see more analog watches, especially more mechanical watches. This isn't a mechanical device, but I see that more on the wrists of watch fans than I do on regular folks, but tomato, tomato. The interesting thing to me is that Withings is collecting a lot of information that they're not bothering to display. So information that's being collected by their own app and information that you can access from that app. And their approach is to give you this completely holistic view. How close to what you should be doing are you?
Yeah, I found that really interesting as well, especially considering so many people will obsess over the data that their fitness tracker is collecting. I did this, not full-on obsession, but when I first got my Fitbit, I would take it off my belt all the time and flip through all of the data points that it was collecting. And now it's to the point, after using one for, a few years?
Sure.
Where I make sure that it's set so that when I tap the button, depending on the day, I'm either going to see the number of steps I've taken or what time it is. And that's it. That's all I really look at anymore. And then everything else I'm viewing through the app. So the idea of having something where all I'm getting is that holistic overview doesn't seem like a problem for me.
No, it actually seems like a healthier way to approach this stuff. I mean, you know, I say this, and of the three of us, I'm the least good shape. But focusing on the holistic view seems to be both more useful and more healthy rather than obsessing over the minutia.
So would this be more like, Jeff, the little flower that's like the last item when you scroll through your Fitbit?
Yes, this would be like the growing flower on the Fitbit. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, totally.
So that might be kind of cool, but what I'm curious about is, because I haven't dug really deeply into the specs for this yet, I'm curious what all it's tracking, because I know like initially when the Fitbit came out, when it was the little black clip with the green interior, that clip didn't do stair tracking, for example. So I would be interested to know how much actual activity it's tracking and what other stuff you can do. Like, do I need to pull my phone out to tell it I drank a pint of water? Do I need to pull my phone out and say I ate a turkey sandwich or I ate a deep fried Oreo or what? Like, I don't know how much information they ultimately are going to collect. But what was interesting to me about it, as Brian was talking about the information, was they seem to be collecting it, but not necessarily, at least at this point, doing anything with it. And Withings is a company that has a rep for not being, I guess, shady with the information. I haven't ever heard about a data breach from Withings. I haven't ever heard about any of the kind of stuff that would make me nervous about letting Withings track this information for me.
Yeah, I've been using various Withings products for the past couple of years, and I'm not concerned about any potential data loss or misuse of the information that they're collecting.
And the data is being used by the app to to give you the minutia if you want it. It's just the watch that doesn't focus on the minutia. That's the thing that I think is pretty cool.
And yeah, which I like too. I think there's a certain amount of, you know, a lot of times if I'm looking at how many steps I have on my Fitbit. What I'm really looking for is not how many steps I've taken. Most of the time what I'm looking for is it really time to get off my butt and make another lap around the house or something, you know, like maybe I just need to have more activity than I have. And instead of taking my Fitbit out of my pocket and hitting the button to determine that for myself, being able to glance at my watch would be super handy.
Yes, I'm totally with you there. I'm totally up for that. Okay, now there's a couple other things about this watch that I'm finding interesting. The first is that we're looking at a product that has a price point that I think may scare off a lot of people. This is $390.
Yeah, that's a lot of money by watch standards.
And for that price point, I need to learn more about this product. But at that price point, I'm wondering if there will be people that look at this and say it should track more information. And I'm going to find out because I'm very interested in this product. So that has the potential to set this up as a device that people ultimately call a failure, regardless of how it sells. And now we're at the point where, even though we don't have Apple's iWatch out yet, we're getting close enough to a probable release date. We're starting to see that kind of talk about the iWatch too. And Brian, you wrote about this yesterday, and so now I'm wondering, is the new Withings watch something that's going to help make it seem more reasonable for Apple to have a high-priced watch? Or is this going to be held up as a device where people say, look, you just can't do this. It's too much money.
You know, I think the Withings device is going to be is being aimed at more discriminated users and more users who are being really thoughtful about what they're doing. I don't really think it's going to move the needle much on perceptions about Apple's device.
I'm expecting that you're probably right, and I think Withings may be breaking the ice for Apple here by saying, "Here's our fitness tracking watch, and it's $390." And so maybe people will be more accepting of an Apple Watch that costs so much.
Well, isn't the Samsung Galaxy Watch in that neighborhood, isn't it like a $400 thing? And it doesn't do any of this stuff.
True.
But it does other stuff. Right. Poorly.
Yes.
But that was what I was curious about, was like they're not the first to put out a wristband what hooks up to your smartphone that tells you the time and maybe does some other stuff. So I wonder if that's a certain amount of it as well. I would really like if – I mean, because the thing about Withings is Withings has made stuff previously. Like they make the scale. And you can go down to your friendly neighborhood all-in-one store, whether that's a Target or a Walmart or a Fred Meyers. And, you know, I could run down to Freddy's and I could get a scale with a little digital readout on it for like $25. Withings makes a scale that does a lot more stuff, and it's not $25. So I think this is the same sort of thing. Like, I could go buy a watch for $19. I could buy a watch for $100. I could buy this for $400. And the one for $400 is going to do more things. I may have to stop and think about it more than if I'm at the mall and buy a Swatch. Hi, child of the 80s. But there may be something to that for some people. And I think for some people, the thing about this one is, again, the appearance, that it looks nice. And, it's going to be roundly dismissed as a failure when they don't sell a billion of them, obviously. But I think Apple's probably going to end up in the same boat.
I think so, or at least that's possible. And even at a high price point, I'm still finding this watch to be very intriguing, and I'm really interested in seeing one and trying one out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So I have a feeling I will be saying the same thing about whatever it is that Apple announces for us too. Yeah. All right.
It'll have a better name, right?
Oh, it will probably have a better name that sounds a little less South Park-ish. Just guessing. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, I think we're at a great wrapping up point. So thank you for joining me today, Kelly.
Of course.
And thank you, Brian.
Of course.
And I can't wait to see what device ends up on our wrist next.